Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What up, PSP family? Hope you have a dope day, and thank you for tuning in. This is the Sneaker Podcast, Season 3. No, that's not right. Season 9, Episode 14. Ooh. My name is Chris Chu, and on lead vocals is the crew. What is up, Q?
What's up to you?
What's up, bro? And what is up, Cal?
Yo, gentlemen, what's going down?
What's going down? As always, the Sneaker Podcast is brought to you by your favorite organic sneaker cleaner, Sneaker Logic. Find them on Instagram at SneakerLogic_official. Use our coupon code TSP15. Get your kicks clean. It's cold again. Cold again in Montreal. I don't know. It's rainy, but like I'm not turning back. I'm only wearing spring clothing, you know, spring styles. Yeah. It was raining heavy. I wore New Balance like a few days ago. Didn't care. Let the suede soak it in. made it a dark maroon. So what? Start the podcast like we always do with what we plan on wearing tomorrow, brought to you by our good friends over at Quality. Find them on Instagram at Quality, Quallatee. Use our coupon code SPOD20 to get 20% off your order. And yep. Been wearing a lot of the nice pants at work in the office.
Yeah.
Gotta say. Yeah. And it's prompted me to go. I'm kind of hijacking the segment. Prompted me to go with breaking out the New Balance, like I mentioned. But it's also given me questions, some pause as to whether I should go no show, or crew socks. Mm-hmm. Is the time of showing ankles still a thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the shoe or the occasion.
Well, work. Let's say I'm going to work, you know, so it's kind of like you can't wear sweatpants, right? I got to wear like nice pants. Right. So Koala does have those nice pants.
Correct.
Like I can wear a lot of stuff, not the super baggy stuff, but like a lot of cargo pants, a lot of utility pants work well, love the pockets. Some tailor pants work, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
Do I show the ankle or do I, you know, no?
Show it?
Still
I
in?
I think, if you cuff your pant,
yeah,
I think it's a little bit more dressy if you have no shows on.
Yeah. Right. You know what I mean? Instead of showing crew. Yeah. There's some situations for me that where the depending on the weather as well, where the crew sock doesn't make sense. Like it was warm here a few days ago, 20s. Mm. I think that's 80s in Fahrenheit.
Jeez.
All right. But wearing a crew sock just didn't make sense. So I went no show with the New Balance. And it was all right. It was good. It does also give me a chance to like style my, like you said, like if I fold it up, if I let it down or whatever, then I can figure out what I want to wear. Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Real quick, I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to wear some 990 B2. It's a gray pair. Okay. That's New Balance. They're very clean. I do like wearing crew sock with this pair for some reason. Don't know why. White crew sock is what I'm going with. I'm wearing some the super parachute pants from Quality, because those, you know what, those are like super comfy too. There's a inner material that I don't know what it is, but it's nice on the skin. Okay. And a t-shirt, that's all I'm wearing, nothing else.
Oh, simple.
Yeah, commando, man.
Oh,
t-shirt weather. Oh,
literally
nice.
All you're wearing.
Yeah. I don't know, dude, I don't know if it's t-shirt weather or not. I think it's raining bad tomorrow, but I don't care. You got to challenge the weather. Is this all you've got? This is all you've got? Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's where me.
Tomorrow, it's actually supposed to be nice here. It's supposed to be 20, whatever he said that was. in Fahrenheit. I'm actually going somewhere to go eat tomorrow night as well. So I'm gonna wear my gray skinny jeans. I've been wearing those garment dyed cargo pants. Like, I wear them a lot, man. They're really good. Like, yeah, like that's why I was pausing, because I was like, I want to wear those pants. I'm like, but I've worn them a lot. Like, they're really good. They're super comfy.
Do we have an advantage? As guys, we're just guys here. We don't have an opinion on women. Do we have an advantage that you could wear the same pant over and over and like people won't really notice, I find? Unless it's like a super flashy pair of pants.
No, because girls wear the same pants every single day for forever, it seems sometimes, yeah. You know, like black tights, right? Black leggings. Like, yeah, exactly. Amen. Yeah.
But I'm
wearing
those
for 3 years straight.
Right. But I can't tell if like they have like multiple pairs.
You know? They probably do.
How can they? Yeah, but they can't tell if we have multiple pairs either. So
yeah, but it's, I don't know. Why would you have multiple pairs of like a specific jean? You know? That's what I'm saying. I don't notice your pants as much, you know?
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
If you change I guess if you change the shoe in the top, you're okay.
Yeah. You like mix up the peripherals and the pants, doesn't matter. Like as long as it looks good, it's all right. You're camouflaging that shit. Yeah. All right. I like it.
Yeah, man. Okay, so for me, were you done, Kyle? What was your footwear choice for tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. tomorrow I'm gonna wear my Yeezys. I'm gonna wear my my 700s, the Wave Runners, and
nice.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear the OG Varsity again and a black tee. I'm keeping it black because I'm eating a messy sandwich that might spill. So we'll see. Yeah.
So you know what you're having for lunch tomorrow?
For dinner. Dinner. Like I've been waiting, man. I found this place. I just ate. I found this place and I had just ate, and I said, okay, I'm going to come back tomorrow. And that would have been Sunday. And they're like, we open Tuesday.
No.
And then Tuesday we had a nasty storm. And tonight I'm here talking with you guys. So tomorrow
sandwich,
we're hitting the place up. Yeah. We'll see. It'll be on my Instagram for sure.
Nice.
That sounds bomb, dude.
I also have, trying to plan my lunch for tomorrow.
Nice.
I have a date later on in the show. You'll hear why my day freed up for tomorrow. So all I have on the docket is lunch with myself. Ooh. So I get to pick where to eat, and it's a...
That's a good day, bro.
I'm still mulling it over, dudes. I don't know. I can't miss. I mean,
no, you can't.
If I miss,
especially if it's your day, you know, like it's a Chris day. It's got to be a good one.
I have a breakaway layup.
Yeah.
Okay. And if I fuck it up, it's bad. There's only me to blame. Bad, so I got to make sure I pick the right lunch.
Yo, the other weekend I went to two places in a row.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of food?
That's how good it was.
Maybe this will inspire me.
I had we have a pho place out here, and they have a pho grilled cheese.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, and so it's
like dip it in
the pho meat in a grilled cheese, and then they give you a little cup of broth. It's insane. It's insane. It's insane.
Sounds good.
So I went and had that, and then I went and had my favorite birria tacos in the city. Because I was like, I'm going to go eat a couple of my favorite things.
Yeah, I know two good taco places, but they're far. They're like in the city, on the island, and I don't want to drive that much. You saying Vietnamese food, I might get some of their chicken wings.
Oh, yeah.
In the fish, it's a fish sauce. It's not a fish sauce, but there's the sauce for the chicken wings is based off of fish sauce.
That's
fish
bomb,
sauce.
Bro.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah.
That sounds good.
All right.
All right. So for me, I actually have a pretty packed day tomorrow, but it's gonna rain all day. Plus, it's a high of 16, which is high of 69, I guess. Not if there's wind and not if there's no sun. You know what I mean?
It's better than a low of 69.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. So I might be wearing my Paisley Koala mesh shorts, just because
Oh shit. Okay.
I'll be going to an event that's being thrown by a couple homies. Their thing is called Pier 5, and they're throwing an event with Puma, and I'm shooting that event.
Oh,
So
I've seen
on the
them
top,
on Instagram.
Yeah, they're dope, man. They're doing some cool things. And then so on the top, obviously, I have to rock some Puma with my koala pants. And then on feet, I'm probably gonna go with my green fat lace Puma suedes, just because it's classic and they're pretty comfy for me. And if I'm gonna be walking around and shooting stuff, I'm gonna, by shooting I mean like photographing. I'm not like a licensed gun guy or anything like that. Just wanted to clear that up. I don't promote
Not an
violence. I'm a,
assassinator. Okay.
No, not an assassinator, just a sniper. But and then at night, so at night I'm also, I have plans. It's my 9-year wedding anniversary with the wife.
Oh,
so
congratulations.
Thank you, guys.
Since
It's hard
you're
work, bro.
married, or since you're together? No, you're together for
Married.
more than 9 years.
Married.
Married, yeah.
This year, actually, this year in December, we're going to be 20 years. That's crazy.
Yeah, that
but,
is crazy.
Yeah, we got to do something. But anyway, so I think I'm going to bring pants. So if I wear shorts to the Puma event, I think I'm going to bring pants so I can dress up a little bit, because it's like, you know, date times. And I think we're going to like a Japanese all-you-can-eat grill, like barbecue place.
Okay, I like that.
So they bring out the raw
Very
meat,
good.
and I know, like,
Yeah.
you cook the food for yourself, but it's already marinated, and like, you know, so I think
And
that's
it's
where we're going tomorrow
Japanese?
night. Japanese grill,
Interesting.
yeah,
Gaiukaku?
Guy, I think the place is called Gyubi,
Gyukaku?
Gyubi, but yeah, something like that. I don't know, but yeah, I'm excited because I haven't been to a grill spot in a while.
Yeah.
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 All you can eat. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm hungry, man.
All
All
the
right.
protein. Yeah.
Good days tomorrow. Yeah, again, koalatea.com. Check out their stuff. Check out their 2024 spring summer gear. Very nice, very nice. SPOD20 for 20% off. Let's move on to one of our favorite segments. It's called New Shit. New Shit. Who's got something? Who's got some new shit?
I mean, I got a few things.
Yeah, go for it.
I got some hats. This one I'm wearing here from Still.
Fire,
it's
bro.
a Atlanta Braves with peach hits on it, peach under visor with the 2021 patch on the side, World Series, I believe. Let me make sure I got that right. Yeah, 2021. I didn't even know what year they won, yo. With some gold hits on it. It's pretty dope. I picked that one up with this one. This is the one that got lost in the mail. The Atlanta Braves one.
They replaced it.
They found it
for you.
So still sent me another one.
That's nice.
Oh shit. Nice,
yeah,
man. My
with
customer
this,
service.
Yeah, for real. With this Mets hat that I got from the espresso pack. It's got like that full suede brim on it. It's brown.
Yeah.
It's all brown with like copper hits. Yeah, like a beige. I don't know what color the under visor is, but it's like beige. Nice hat. Got the All-Star Game patch on the side. I liked it. I like New York Mets hats now. That's like a thing I like. A couple Joe Fresh that I got on sale.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. Those are sick.
Red Yankees and beige with orange Mets. Pink under visor on the Mets and green on the Yankees. Yeah, they're clean. They just got the little Joe Fresh. I got these because I got an under reshipper for this last one. Shout out to Mexi Fitteds on Instagram. And it's a Calgary Cannons hat in Seattle Mariners colors.
Fire.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's
I like that.
It's cool, man. You don't see a lot of Calgary Cannons hats. And funny thing is, like, I mocked up hats before, and that was didn't use the same logos, but I mocked up a Calgary Cannons hat in Seattle Mariners colors that didn't get picked up. So when I saw this one, I had to have it. It's really nice from Topper Store USA.
Yeah, shout out.
That's clean, bro.
When you say you got a reshipper, is it just like someone that offers a service, or it's like a professional thing?
Yeah,
or?
No, it's just a dude. Like, you know, he might be a completely random dude to everyone. I felt comfortable because he's one of Leon's friends.
Right.
And he's on the show that I watch all the time. So, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, you know, Hurdy's good. I'll give this guy my money blind and hope it works.
Nice.
And, yeah. And it did. Yeah. It went all smooth. Yeah. And so shout out to him.
And he's done it before. So it's like.
Yeah. Like it's his thing. That's why like look him up. Maybe like hit him up if you ever think of something. Topper Store USA doesn't ship here. So that's why.
A lot of places, right? Don't ship outside.
Yeah. And I told Leon that I wanted that one. And then he told me to hit him up. And when I talked to him and stuff, he's like, yeah, that's what he does and stuff. If anybody wants to do it or whatever.
Very good.
Hit him up for sure if that's something you're into. And then I picked up these, man, which are the Jordan 2 Lows from 218. Chris knows.
Yeah.
Chris knows that I wanted these like from the drop. Like I forget what happened. If it was the same day. Or I had just bought it like a day before or something, but there was a Teddy drop. It was either like the first one from the first season or the second one or the first one from the second season. And I was either from the 990s and I was waiting for one of them. And I remember because I remember talking to you, Chris, because I had just bought them and I was like, man, like or I was going to buy them. It was something to do with the Teddy shoes and I got Teddy shoes. So I don't remember if that what happened there. But anyways, and Chris was like, well, maybe that one will go on sale. Like they haven't been moving so much. Like, right. Yeah, you could chill. And then I was like, okay, I chilled. And then they ended up selling out slowly. Right. So they didn't go on sale, but then I found these ones DS at from another for $120. Nice.
Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, damn.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's a deal, dog.
Great price.
Yeah. $120 DS. So I had to grab them like, cause they were one of my favorite two low. Like, out of all the twos, of course, Virgil is the highest esteem. Yeah. But this was the only other one that I was really, like, considering paying retail for and, like, wanted. And I remember it was because of another shoe is the only reason I didn't get it and the chance of it going on sale.
From the jump. From when it released, like, a year ago. Over a year ago.
Yeah, maybe two years ago. Yeah.
When they were released. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. For the first run of two lows when they were doing all those collabs. That's when it released. Yeah.
And that's I've wanted it ever since then because I was like, yo, I even bought the Jordan 2s that I bought them because they got that like looking beige part on it or whatever, like that I was just like, I'll get these as a consolation prize, so I'm really happy to have these. And it was right to wait because, you know, I got them at half price because I think they're what, 230 right retail
in Canada. Yeah, that sounds right. In that price range, at least $200.
Half price. And yeah, I really like them. The details go insane. If you haven't seen them in person, like you could look at the details if you want, if you ever do, or look them up. You got dates all over the laces and stuff on the inside of the tongue with the same dates. And they're a really nice shoe, man.
Yeah.
They're really nice.
Yeah, they're dope, bro. I like them.
Yeah.
Jeez.
218 is like what, that sister store for Burn Rubber. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Out in Detroit. Yeah. The Detroit details and hits all over them are crazy. Like, yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's dope, bro.
Very nice.
Anything else?
I'm done. That's me. Yeah.
That's a pretty good pickup haul, bro.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'll go next. So the first pair I actually don't have with me because they're by the door because they're so comfy.
Oh,
the Under Armour family sent the new UA Slip Speed Mega.
Yeah.
So it's like the Slip Speed is that shoe that you can either slip on or wear as like an actual sneaker so you can work out in them. And essentially the Mega is the same thing except the midsole is bigger and thicker and like the cushioning is ridiculous. So like me walking to like having to pick up Kaya from school and stuff, that's like my daily regular now. Hence why I forgot to bring them upstairs because they're by the door. The other pair got from the Puma family. It's a new pair of Scoot ones. I believe it's the, remember the colorway, Chris?
Gray frost.
So it's predominantly gray, but it's got like super hints of blue here. Super dope shoe, super like simple, but like when I saw the commercials with Scoot in them on IG and like the way he wore them, I was like, bro, those are so sexy. And then they came in the mail, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. I like the shape of the Scoot. First off, Puma, this is confusing because I think the name of the shoe, it's Scoot Zeros. That's the name of the shoe.
Yeah.
But the Scoot Zeros 1.
The Scoot Zero 1. Yeah, that's what I saw on the box.
Scoot Zeros 1.
Yeah.
That's not like,
I was like,
I don't know what the hashtag
is. It the Scoot Zero or the 1? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're dope. And then I don't have a third pickup, but I do have a story.
Right.
Of a pickup.
Oh, okay.
So over the weekend on Saturday, when the military blue fours, right? They dropped?
Right.
Yeah. My nephew, who's like 13, 14, at T-Rex Trav, he texted me and he's like, "Yo, Tito, what's up, man?" I'm like, "I don't know, bro. I'm chilling." I'm like, "What about you?" This is at like maybe like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, "I'm good, bro. What are you saying?" He's like, "Oh, I just got back from the mall." I'm like, "This early?" He's like, "Yeah, I copped a pair of shoes."
Oh,
I'm like, "Oh, sick. Congratulations, bro." I was like, "What'd you get?" He's like, "Oh, man, I copped the fours." He's like, "Those are military blue ones." I'm like, "Oh, dope." I was like, "Yeah, what time did you get up?" He's like, "Oh, I was there at 4 o'clock in the morning."
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I was like, "Yo, was it a big lineup?" He's like, "Dude, it was a pretty big lineup and they sold out." Wow. Yeah. So apparently in the T-Dots, in the All Torontos, right. Sneaker culture is like back. Like
booming.
How it was back in the day, bro. Yeah. That's, I know it's a pair of fours. Fours are hyped right now, but it's like, at the same time, bro, like, granted, like, it might be the younger generation because, like, Travis, my boy, my nephew Travis is in grade 8. He's graduating this year and shit. But, like,
right,
he went to go line up, man. Like, and he said there was a big lineup and shit. And I was like, dog, that's crazy. That's what I was doing when I was in school, dog. So it's like, I think your culture is coming back slowly. Or, like, I guess it depends on the shoe. But at the same time, it's like, for a pair of military fours, bro, I remember those sitting on shelves.
Yeah.
Back in the day. You know what I mean? Which is, hey, I'm happy for whatever's happening now, and I'm glad my nephew got a pair. It just tripped me out. I'm like, what are you doing at 4 o'clock in the morning? Like,
dude, who's got the strength to do that? Yeah.
I know. Like, I'm like, I don't have the strength to do that, man. But it was dope to, like, see and dope to hear that, like, my nephew's, like, getting into that shit, man. I'm like, oh, this is dangerous. This is a slippery slope. Probably be careful.
I think, yeah. That's what when a younger sneaker enthusiast tells me about how they're into a specific shoe, the first thought that jumps into my head is, be careful, young blood.
Be careful. Yeah.
Like,
that's it, man.
Slow your roll. Like, this is a long game. It's not like the short game, right?
Yeah.
Take your time, and not every release needs to be picked up. You don't have the disposable cash to do this. Not at your stage. Like,
Not yet. Get a job. Work hard. Save some money. Only cop the good stuff. But yeah, man, shout out to
Unless you find a super deal like Cal did on those Jordan 2.
Yeah,
like but like Cal did it nice. Like he waited, right? You waited your time and then boom, caught the deal. Like, buying from resale shops is not a young man's game. Like, it should not be. Not yet. Like, you need to
have patience, bro.
You gotta work through some stuff first. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
also, he said he listens to the pod, so.
Oh, nice. Shout out.
I was like, shit, I swear a lot.
T-Rex
Trav. Yeah, T-Rex Trav. Yeah.
Shout out. I swear a lot. This is your character. Your character on the show swears a lot. Not the true.
No, not in, like, when I see him in person, I'm like, I'm still cool, but I don't swear as much. But, you know, I guess the cat's out the bag now.
But let me ask you this. Had he hit you up the night before and said, "Hey, I'm heading out there," maybe not four, okay? "I'm heading out there for 6 a.m. to line up," would you join him? Not to buy
protection,
a shoe. Not to buy
protection.
A pair. To go hang out with him, you know?
Yeah, because I got kind of worried because I never knew he was, going. And I've been to certain lineups where it's like certain mans just rush to the front and it's just like, altercations and whatnot. But I guess the location where he went to, everything was okay. He said he was 8th in line and got his pair nice. So
Okay.
But yeah, if he had hit me up, I would have been like, okay, cool, let me know. I would just been there just for moral support.
unless he was there with buddies, with
he was there with a couple of homies.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, granted, he's taller than me. He's like 6'1" now. He's built like a freaking linebacker and shit, but it's just
he
like
don't need you. You're trapping
his style.
He
doesn't need me, but it was more me just, you know, just trying to be the protective uncle or whatever.
Yeah.
But he doesn't need me at all. He can protect himself. It's just,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's just cool, bro.
Still.
Lineups and shit are coming back apparently. So,
oh, that's nice. That's nice. Oh,
yeah.
there's a few boutiques that do first come, first serve for stuff. I'm like, oh my
Yeah.
God. And like, not that I like it, but I'm like, oh, I really don't have the energy to do lineups anymore.
Yeah, just to get out and like be in a lineup,
Yeah.
it's
Yeah. It's the
past
waking
that
up part,
already.
getting
Yeah.
dressed
Yeah.
part.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
and you're going to stand in line with other people that like sneakers. So you still have to, you can't just show up in like, blah, in Crocs
In
and shit.
Crocs.
Yeah. And majority of the time it's cold.
Yeah.
Like,
still
it's
cold.
Not
Back
cold.
To
It's
in the
cold.
morning.
In the morning. Yeah. You're just all cold and next shoulder to shoulder with these people you don't know.
See,
Yeah.
This is what the youngins are using to their advantage. They don't feel that cold. Because I see
No,
kids
they
out
don't,
there
bro.
In like hoodies when it's like snowing and shit. And they're like, ah, okay,
Yeah.
I look cool.
Yeah. That's facts.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Nice. Nice story, man. Military fours are a thing, though. Because I heard too, a friend hit me up and said, like, yo, I should have went in store, like in store to we have this big Foot Locker community store here near where I live. And he said, I should have went there to pick them up, like to try to buy a pair, because they sold up
Yeah.
everywhere else, like super fast. I'm
Yeah,
like, oh,
I
for
heard it was
real?
easier to get in store. I heard it was easier, like you would have gotten a pair if you went to a store.
Yeah. And like, I thought they had numbers. I thought they had good numbers because all the boutiques had this shoe.
I think they
And
did, bro. It's just like I think they're reserving for like in-store purchasing now because they're trying to get people back in stores, I guess.
yeah,
You
crazy.
know?
I like it. I like it a lot, actually. I mean,
Yeah.
for all the like basketball sneakers that I've been trying to get, they as fast and as quick as the online sale goes, they always have them at this big Foot Locker.
Oh,
Like,
dope. That's pretty cool.
more often than not, it's at the store. And I get there, like some of the releases, like on a Thursday morning or Friday morning, people are working. So I'm like, yeah,
Yeah.
and it's my day off.
Yeah.
So I just like, doo, 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 doo. Yeah, easy. Yeah, good. Nice. Shout out to your nephew.
Thanks, man.
Yo, you know, can I say something? I want to find out if, do you guys know anyone that wears crease protectors?
I do not know anyone that wears crease protectors.
I've
I
never
have a
known
pair.
anyone either. I just bought a pair to hopefully so I could wear my Gratitude 11s again.
Okay.
I'm
Are they
extremely
soft?
disappointed with that shoe. I don't know if I mentioned that on the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I
They
remember.
They
Yeah.
crease crazy. They crease insanely crazy. So then I saw these crease protectors and I'm like, okay, well, I'm just gonna do this. I've never done it. I don't
Right.
know anybody that's done it, but I was like, I want to be able to wear the shoe more than once, and if it creases anymore, like, it's done. Like, it'll be
Yeah.
embarrassing to wear. So I grabbed the crease protectors, and then the guy was telling me at from another, because they get in new shoes, was saying like you could tell the difference between someone that wore crease protectors and someone that didn't. He's like, they really work.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
that makes it seem, then I was like, oh, okay, like people do this. Like, I don't know anyone that's done this. I'm this is my first time. I don't know anyone else that's done it. So if the listeners, if you're listening, if you use them, or if you know people that do, like, is this a thing? Do a lot of people do this? Because yeah, this is my first time.
I figure it's like a thing where you do it and people don't know. People actually can't tell that you're wearing them, and it does its job, you know?
Yeah.
Because who would just, you know, randomly say, by the way,
well,
I'm
their
wearing
friend,
a
they might
crease
just
protector.
know their friend
Yeah,
wears
yeah,
crease
yeah.
protectors, you know what I mean? Like, I
Yeah.
think I'd probably know if you guys did. I would
Oh,
hear
I had a homie who was
some
selling them.
story at some point in time, right?
Yeah.
While you're watching us taking off our shoes?
Something,
Do it
man.
slowly, man. Do it slowly.
Do it
It would have been,
slowly.
I have to go half size up because I put in crease protectors. And I would have been like, oh, okay,
I've
yeah.
heard you had to do that, though. Because there is, like, do you have the plastic ones? Are those the ones you
Yeah.
bought? Are they, like,
Yeah.
plastic?
What's
Yeah.
the
I've heard
other
with the
option?
plastic ones, There's another one that's like a little bit softer,
Okay.
a little bit of a like more a more flexible, I guess is the
Like a
word,
silicone?
ish.
I don't know.
Because I
Yeah.
have the hard plastic one and that hurts my foot. That's why I took them out. But it's also because I didn't go half a size up, right? I
Yeah,
probably
but
could just take out the insole, but like.
because it's like a thin thing, right? Why would you go half size up? Because it takes up room in the
Takes
front
up space.
or in the
Like for
top?
me, my feet are wide.
Yeah.
So because my feet are wide, like
Oh.
it
Takes the
hits, like
side. Okay,
hits the side of
gotcha.
my foot. But like if your foot's narrow, I guess you're blessed. But
Yeah.
for my fat feet, like I can't. I'll send you
Well,
the pair over, Cal, because I'm not gonna use
no,
it.
I got it. I bought it. It's in my shoe. I'm only wearing
Okay.
it in that shoe. I was
Oh,
just
true, true.
curious if that's if it's a thing or not. This one, I just got it, man. And when I put him into, I kicked my toe on the ground to like push it into the very tip
Okay.
of the
Facts.
shoe.
Yeah. Smart.
And I put them on and I was like, okay, these might work. We'll see when I
Oh.
walk. You know what I mean? Like when I walk, it's gonna be
Yeah.
different. I didn't wear them around. I just threw them on in my shoe room after I
It
like
felt
kicked the
okay, though.
toes. And I was like, it felt like they'll work, but we'll see. My
Okay.
toes could rub on the end and stuff like that. Walking, you know, putting pressure in different points, it might not work, but I'm gonna try it someday.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Wait
I'd
for
like
the
to
review
know.
here, guys.
Yeah, yeah,
I'd like to know
yeah.
too. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool. So yeah, from did I show these? No. Shout out to Puma Canada. I did receive this much like Alvin, right? Puma
Yep.
MB03, the Spark colorway.
Yep.
You know, I wish the man would play some more on court, but now the season's over for
I know.
except for the playoffs. So, you know, next year. Have a good next year. Yeah, very nice. The MB line is very good. A lot of the guys in my basketball group are like some bigger dudes, and they're all looking for like n a new sneaker or whatever. And we keep talking about it, to keep talking about it, and it takes one guy. It takes one guy, one of the players, to like buy in. He like bought the MB03, and he likes them a lot. He loves them. Okay.
Nice,
Because it's an
nice.
all-round shoe, does a lot of stuff. It has like a, it's like it's a kind of like a tank, but not really, because it's not like that bulky. But
Yeah.
it has like good protection, good cushioning, and everything wraps good support around your foot. And then the other big dude also got a pair, loves them. Goes, dude, I feel great. I feel great. My knees feel great. I feel great because I'm buying a second pair. I go like, oh shit, man. You can get another colorway. He goes, no, I'm gonna get the same. I go, oh shit, that's my
Oh
tendencies,
man,
man.
that's wild.
I go, dude, just wait for another colorway. There's so many good colorways of the MB03. Anyways,
Yeah,
yeah, it's fun to
facts.
see.
Legitimately, when you were showing that, I was thinking in my head, if I played ball, I think I'd be getting those. Like, I think that'd be the line,
It's a
even
good
like
shoe.
the first one or whatever, the second one or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, all the way up, I think I'd be into his shoes. Like, if I balled, because every shoe you guys pull out, I'm like, jeez, like
It's nice, like,
that looks
yeah,
good. Yeah.
very no nonsense, but very good, like, performance wise.
Yeah.
And also, much like our good friend Alvin over there, I also got the Scoot Zeros One in the
Derg.
gray frost. Yeah, I like the silhouette of this shoe, man. I do like it a lot. Very dope shoe. Shout out to Puma Canada, man. Lots of stuff. I like the logo a lot, right? The Scoot
Yeah.
logo.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. Yo, who's running Puma basketball? Do we know? Is that
Is it a
something
specific
hoops?
like the design
Like a
the
designer?
head,
Yeah,
the
is
creative
it?
head?
Yeah.
Don't
But
know.
I never even really thought about it until like right now. I'm like, Puma does real good with their basketball stuff lately, man. Whoever's
Yeah,
doing
whoever's
that
doing
over
it, they
there
have a
is doing a good job.
good lineup of like designers,
Cut that other crap
product
out.
managers.
Remember when they were making shoes that look like they basically look like Chuck Taylor's, but they're or like
Yeah, they were
suedes maybe or
using,
something. They look like old shoes.
yeah. They'd
Like
take a suede and then they'd put like an outsole on it. I
yeah.
remember,
Yeah.
yeah. When they first
Yeah.
got back into basketball, that's what that
Yeah.
kind of they needed a what we the hat people would call a hook, right?
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that's what they did, and then they started with the new designs, and it's been very, very good.
Yeah.
And
they've been crushing.
Know. Yeah, it's very nice.
Jeremy Sally or Jeremy Soleil, S-A-L-L-E-E, had designed the Puma MB.
Yeah, Jacob
Garcia.
Garcia, too.
Jacob Garcia, he's like the lead as well.
Yeah, these are cool dudes. These are like Jacob Garcia.
What about Puma basketball as a whole, though?
Yeah, like the lead designer. I don't know. But these are these guys are Jacob the designers. Garcia, so yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But like,
yeah, so those very guys well are done.
They're
man.
Cool. They're cool. Yeah, they're I remember when the MB1s came out. It was a huge thing. It's a very nice shoe. Crazy colorways and.
Sick stuff with the boxes. They do cool stuff with the boxes.
Yeah, yes. The boxes are clutch, bro. Like that.
And this guy so Jacob was super, super cool. He'd like follow the hashtag of like his shoe coming out. And it's an exciting time, right? Because it's their re-entry into the basketball world and exciting new player. So he was like checking up on all the people's content. That was nice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah. Those guys are killing.
I know ASAP Rocky's doing the Puma, right? Puma F1 and all that. He's the lead F1. For that creative lead.
Yes, sir.
Very cool. It's big, big time. So I also have a little pickup story.
Jeez.
As I was saying earlier in the podcast, my tomorrow, Thursday, has freed itself up. Because, let's backtrack. I was on eBay. I've been looking for this particular pair of shoe for a while. It is the Anta Kai 1.
Nice.
This is in the playoff colorway, the white playoff colorway.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's a dope.
That's the one he's wearing right now?
The one he's wearing right now. Like his signature shoe.
Yeah.
That colorway too, because you said playoff, right?
He's wearing this one, and there's a navy pair. Those are the two playoff colorways.
Yeah.
His first colorway, I forget what it's called, Artist on Court, that purple with the pink and the beige. That one, none of these released in Canada. Very hard to get. Very expensive shoe now in the secondary market. So. And I did want it, but it's too expensive. So didn't get that. All the other pairs are also pretty high for the aftermarket. This is the white pair. From what I can tell from my limited research, the least costly pair to get. But I do like it a lot. This pair and the navy pair.
Those
I do
are
like.
Clean, bro.
Yeah.
You're balling in those?
Yes, I'm going to be playing in these.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, yeah,
have you tried them on?
I have tried them on.
How do they feel? Like width-wise?
With okay, it's just so dudes, bros. I've been watching so many reviews just to determine the sizing because I'm buying it off eBay. Okay, it's like the most forgiving marketplace right now for the Anta Kai. StockX prices are high, GOAT prices are high, and this is it, man. I can't figure out which stores have it. Like stores in the States will go like, we won't ship to your country. Even if I have a U.S. Shipping address.
Yeah.
But I don't know what their site is doing. They're kind of geotagging me. And they're like, no, we won't sell to you. I'm like, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There
you
is
need
that.
One of those things, VPN.
Yeah, I need one. Fake it. Fake it till I make it. Anyways, I've been searching on eBay for a while, looking at all these reviews to try to determine the right sizing. So one guy was like, yeah, go half size up for sure. The other guy's like, true to size, you'll be good. And then another guy goes, true to size, you'll be very good. Don't worry about it. If anything, if you don't have your size in store, go half size down. And I'm like, fuck. We're going both ways here, guys. So I'm trying to listen to what they're saying. They're like, okay, if you got a wide foot, you should be okay, true to size. You got a wide foot, go up half the size. I'm like, oh my God, man, I can't tell. And I said this to myself. They're like, from what I can tell, everyone's saying it's a short sneaker in length.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Short sneaker in length. And yes, it is a short sneaker in length. So if you have long feet, you have to go half size up to accommodate for length. Okay.
Okay.
And then some people are like, yeah, you'll be good for wide footers. Just you got to break this part in, like the pinky toe part. But if you're a wide footer, you know that is the only part that matters, right? The pinky toe.
Yeah.
You know, that's why you're a wide footer. So I'm like, I don't know what that means, man. So in my head, I'm like, you mean just go half size up? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
So this is what my take on this, because I tried them on. I bought them half size up because I rather them be slightly too long or slightly too wide than too short, because too short, I can't wear them.
Thanks.
I just can't wear them.
Yeah.
Too short or too snug, like tight, I can't wear them. Longer, wider, fine. So I went half size up and they fit me perfect.
Nice.
And I have a very wide foot. Okay.
Nice.
Length, my foot, I'd say, is normal. And I'm almost hitting the end of the shoe.
So you got a 10 and a half?
I got a 10 and a half. And they fit me. And I'm wondering if I could go to an 11. It might be too long.
Yeah.
But because even at a 10 and a half, I feel my side, the side of my feet hits the side walls, both sides.
And your toes are pretty close to the front, you said, right?
Pretty okay. Pretty okay. There's room. Okay. I'm not slamming into the front, but pretty okay.
Okay.
This is what I've determined about the shoe. It is a narrow built shoe inside. Okay. The upper here is not like super rigid, which is why people are like, you got to break this in and then you won't feel it. All right. There's that. And yes, it is short in length. So if you're just a regular foot, just go true to size. If you're a wide foot, like me, half size up. Because you'll feel the snug. You right away, you dude, I pulled it out of the box. I'm like, oh, I'm glad I went half size up right away without even putting it on.
Damn.
I put my foot in and I was like, yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect, perfect, perfect. Yeah. Had I gone half, like my true to size, I would have been uncomfortable for sure.
Yeah,
I'm talking as a wide footer again. Okay.
Yeah, Kyrie's a narrow footer.
Kyrie in like Nike and shit has always been Nike a narrow footer. Bro, yeah, always, for sure. Yeah. People who know.
Damn.
So went to eBay. Okay. I'm watching all these auctions, watching tons of auctions, and I'm like, I need to find my right price because everyone's trying to sell kind of high. And I make offers to different people to the point where I don't remember if I've made an offer to this guy before. Like,
oh, shit.
Like they might have sold and then like reposted it. And then I'm like, this name looks familiar. I don't know. So I keep sending my offers. Everyone, no. Until one guy sends, you know, if you're watching an item, they'll be like, oh, all the people watching the item got the same offer from the seller. He dropped his price. I'm like, he's like 10 bucks away from my preferred price. So I go to 10 bucks lower and he accepts. So I'm like, yes, finally landed. This has been going on for at least 3 weeks. Okay, guys. But like my 3 weeks is like every day, 3 weeks, not like I'll look at it in a few days. No, every day for 3 weeks, I've been on this shit. Finally, boom, boom, boom. Getting ready to pay. Okay. And because this Antakai, it's like a new shoe, I don't think none of the sellers offer authenticity guaranteed.
Oh, true.
Oh, yeah.
No one knows how to like authenticate these because they're new, you know, and they're like Anta. They're not like whatever. So understood. But when you buy something like that off eBay and it's like from the US to Canada, at the bottom, they'll tell you what the duties are, like the taxes and duties are that you'll be paying on this purchase.
Yeah.
So I'm like, cool. Me, I factored all that in and I know, and this is the price I'm ready to pay. So I go through the process. I'm ready to pay. For some reason, they break down the taxes on the sale and the duties. and it's gone up by like $30. $30 US, eh? I'm talking about, not 30 Canadian. Yeah. On like top of what bucks, I was dog. Already ready to pay. So price of the shoe, shipping cost, which is a lot from US to Canada. I don't know what eBay has set up, but it's like 40 Canadian. 40 Canadian or 40 to 50 Canadian shipping. Then an increase of like duties and taxes. I was like $65 over what I expected to pay. It's like, holy shit, what the fuck? This is no longer a good deal for me, you know?
Yep.
Because they calculated the taxes and duties. So I'm like, fuck. I'm like, oh, hold on. And I checked. I go, what if I ship it to my US address? Boom, boom, boom. Perfect. It went way below. Now I'm below what I expected to pay. The only thing is I have to go drive over the border and pick it up. But I'm fuck it. I did the math. I'm like, it went below what I was expecting to pay. And I go, if I get to the border, they'd have to charge me like a good like $90 for me to go past what I expected to pay. Like,
you know.
So I had a lot of leeway is what I'm saying. Like the price would be better than what they would charge me with all those Canadian taxes and blah, blah, blah. So I said, fuck it. This is a perfect situation. Sent it to my box. And because of that, it got delivered in 2 days because the seller shipped it UPS, got there. He shipped it Monday, got there today to my US address, Wednesday. I get home from, I go, oh, perfect. Tomorrow I have a day off. I'll go pick it up tomorrow. I get home from work, finish working. It's 3:30. And I'm just sitting there on my phone. And when I'm getting ready to pick up a shoe across the border or like pick up a package, I don't know if you guys feel this, you got the anxiousness, anticipation of the package dropping. You know? So I'm like, I'm thinking about that. Like, how am I going to plan my day tomorrow? You know, nice little drive, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what am I? It's 3:30. Supper is like 5, 6 o'clock, you know. Kids are like chilling, whatever. Wifey's still working. I'm like, you know what? It's going to go now.
Oh, man.
It's a 40-minute drive to the border for me. And I'm like,
nice, bro.
Yeah, it's a straight line. I live right next to the highway. And I'm like, fuck. I tell the wifey, hey, I got a package at the border. I'm going now. She's like, okay. I go back in 2 hours. So I go, pew, go across the border, pick them up, come back across the border. And the border agents, for the last few times that I've driven over, they're pretty chill. I come back in. I go into the office there. I go, yeah, it's this. And I show them the receipt on eBay. And what's cool is I know they only charge me whatever they want to charge me off the price of the product, not the taxes, not the shipping,
not the total.
Exactly. Yeah. So I remove all those, that extra cash, and I just show them my eBay. I go, yeah, here, it's like this much. And they're like, oh, okay, $30. I'm like, all right,
nice.
I paid an extra $30 to get out of there, and they basically charged me taxes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like that's what it should be Canadian usually, taxes. Yeah.
But sometimes they can charge duties off like, oh, it's a product coming from this country, so we're going to charge you this, whatever. But they didn't. Only charge me taxes. Really chill. That's it. Super happy. Drove back. You know, nice drive back when you cross the board and you with a new pair of sneakers, you know what I'm saying? So then, Anta Kai, going to hit the court this Friday. Super happy about these. Yeah, I'm going to see how they perform on court and maybe getting another pair down the line, seeing what happens. Yeah.
Review next week.
Yeah.
Hey. Bam, bam, bam.
Okay. Sorry about the long story. That's it for my new sheet. Anything else, guys?
No, bro.
No.
All right. That's getting to flooding our feeds. Jordan 6 Olympic. Coming back in August. Ooh.
I always liked the Olympic.
Yeah.
The Navy. It's got the color blocking of the Carmines.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's clean,
I think,
bro.
It's the best Olympic sneaker. Olympic colorway sneaker. Would you say?
What other ones were there?
No. Hold on.
What I'm other trying ones to think there, of though?
what Kobe had.
That was available to the public.
Oh no, he wore a 7 1 year.
No, last year's great. Last year's team got Kobe 6s. Those were nice.
Yeah.
You, the Team nice USA one. Got Kobe 6 and those were nice. But I think like in terms of like that we can buy, I think. Yeah. But yeah, you're right though. The Hyperdunks were pretty cool too. Hyperdunk 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Kobe wore those on United We Rise pairs, right?
Oh, yeah. Those were good too.
Yeah. Okay. I take back the best Olympic colorway shoe. But I do like I like these a lot too.
I went in line for these one time back, whatever that was. What was that? 2011 maybe?
2012 probably. Olympic year.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Then what? 2012. Yeah. Whatever that release was that was around that time.
Yeah.
I went and lined up for those. I snuck in the mall, thankfully. I was able to get in early and shit. Hid in a kiosk because I was first in line.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. Let's do this, Alvin. Do you think your nephew would get these? Huh? Do you think T-Rex Trav would get these? That's his user, right? T-Rex Trav.
Yeah, T-Rex Trav. I don't think so. He's a, like most of the younger kids, he's a big four guy right now.
Right.
And I feel like because he is still not with a consistent income.
Oh. Okay.
He may just like be really which is how you should be.
Yes. Yes. Well, absolutely. Okay. Do you think this would be on his preferred list? Let's do that instead of like him buying them.
Actually. I think he would like them.
Yeah.
I think he would like the fours. Or that's no, cool. Sorry, the sixes. The six. Yeah, sixes.
Olympic six.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Kobe 6 Protro Sale colorway. I like this, man.
It's a Kobe 6, clean. Bro.
So clean. So clean. But the fact that it's a sale versus like a white.
Yeah.
Very clean.
I agree.
Also, Vanessa Bryant has them on feet. So for anyone who didn't see, just pictures of her rocking these. From what I can tell, I think a lot of the Indiana Pacer players are wearing these right now. Like, I was watching... I think it's them because I was watching a game and I just peered over at the bench and one person was wearing Grinches and then the rest of them, like a good 3-4 guys were wearing like Kobe 6 Sale, which it looked like the Sale colorway.
Yeah.
So yeah, very clean. So good.
Mm-hmm.
This is slated for next year, 2025. Interesting. Jordan 4 Seafoam, women's exclusive, spring of 2025.
Not bad.
Are we big into fours?
I don't wear them, man. I don't wear them anymore.
They hurt the pinky.
I don't have any more in my collection either. Yeah.
Oh, no?
They're nice, though, man. No.
These are nice. The one thing, though, I don't know why they do this. And it has to be a thing because I noticed. Right away when I saw it, the picture of the Seafoam 4, I said, this is probably a women's exclusive. I don't know why, but and it's a nice colorway. I was like, fuck, they're probably making it a women's exclusive. And for some reason, it's a women's exclusive. I don't know what that means, if they're going to have extended sizes. I don't know why my brain's telling me this, but I think they've been releasing a lot of Seafoam colorways for women. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
That's their women's color?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
They're clean.
I don't know how the women feel about it, but.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, why? They're giving them Seafoam for some reason. Yeah. I like it.
I like it. I think it's clean. Yeah, I don't need the blinging. The blinging lace.
Maybe
thing.
That's what's it, bro. Maybe that's what's telling me that it's like a women's exclusive. The wings, right? The like eyelet
yeah,
thing?
The eyelets on the wings and the at right at the 4 foot or whatever that
Yeah.
is. Yeah, yeah, that
Dead
yeah.
giveaway. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes it seem like it's a women's exclusive to me. It's clean though.
Yeah. The one time we don't have the women's perspective on the pod. Shout out to Maya.
I know. Shout out to Maya.
All right. J Balvin times Jordan 3, the Rio. The other Rio. Right?
No, the other cute, one bro. Was Medellin, was it?
Oh, that one's Medellin. This one's Rio.
Yeah.
I definitely like the Medellin better.
Yeah, so do I, but yeah, these are cool.
These are cool, man. It's just for me, it's a lot of black.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
If I lived in Phoenix though, this would be my shoe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good Phoenix Suns, matches the jersey pretty nice. It's dope though. Like
true.
I like the heel tab and stuff, but I probably wouldn't rock them.
I feel like okay, watch this. If I could get it, I would definitely get it. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a hard get. But
yeah.
I also think that you're clearly picking your second favorite child if you're getting these, because you couldn't get the white pair. Like you couldn't get the Medellin. Everyone prefers the Medellin.
No, yeah. I think because saying second best child is harsh, bro. I would say you were going for the hottest girl in your school, but you got her friend instead, and you're like settling
yeah, but
for it.
Wait. Yeah, but maybe the friend's not hot.
Like the friend's not ugly, but she's not hot. You know what I mean? And then you're,
right.
But you're still gonna get it.
I say second favorite child because you love your child regardless. Like
no, I wouldn't love this pair, bro.
You still love
them.
I
wouldn't
just
love
that.
This pair. I would trade this pair. This is a trade bait for me.
Okay, yeah, okay. I feel that. Really?
Yeah,
you
I'd
want
have,
to keep them?
I'd have to see
nice.
Him in person.
No,
I might
I
sell them
I
if they went
them.
For a lot, to be honest.
A trade bait.
Yeah.
I'm getting a pair of unions for these.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Word.
Yeah. That's funny. All right. Sorry if we offended anyone. But
they're
that,
nice, though.
That review of the Rio. Kobe 9, masterpiece. For those who don't know, this is the high
Jeez.
Kobe 9. I think they call them elites, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kobe 9 masterpiece coming back in 2025. What do
That's
we think?
Crazy.
They're the best ones, man.
Yeah.
The masterpiece?
These are dope,
that colorway.
Yeah.
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 You don't like the Beethovens more?
I like the Beethovens more because they're low. But
oh,
that's
true.
Like for
in
sure
the high,
but if
the high,
if they were both high and both or both low, like if that masterpiece was low, I might extremely love it too. I just know as soon as I saw that one, it was like, what is this
masterpiece?
And ever since then, I've been like, yeah, that's it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful.
I feel that. Yeah, it's dope.
But as a high though, like if unless you're playing basketball in it, they're hard to wear, man. I've worn them like on the street and stuff like that, and it's tough, man.
It's tough. I can't wear them. I have the big calves. It doesn't look sleek on me at all. It's just because I have to keep them open, like the top of the shoe open, and it just looks like a flare boot, like a reverse flare.
Yeah, I've done both.
Yeah,
I've done them. Tightened up tight, and I've worn them like that, like a Tim with the tongue all flopping out.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, did it work?
Yeah. I mean, I don't own any, and
right.
It's a tough wear. But I've worn them multiple ways, multiple times. But then I sold
had,
them.
yeah, I had. I think it was a Kobe 10 that I had. I don't know. They also have the high in that version.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was like all black. It wasn't like one of the super nice colorways. Maybe that affected it a bit, but still, it was tough, man. Very tough because it's a very high issue.
Extremely.
I agree. Masterpiece is beautiful. I do like the gumbo a lot.
The gumbo is pretty good. Yeah, you're right.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. When Ja Morant was wearing them on court, like before he got a signature shoe, it was cool. Cool to see.
Yeah, it was. I agree.
It's going to be one of those things where I'm kind of like, it's nice to see all these shoes releasing and then people buying them, but it's going to be a nice break for me where I don't have to get involved at all. Like, I can't buy this shoe. Yeah.
If I got it at retail, I'd wish I know someone that could chop the top, man. I'd do the, you know, if I had the money, like when I say I wish I knew someone, I mean, like, you know, I wish I had a friend that I could get the friend price.
That you can trust to do the work too. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because, you know, you could just get them and find someone to do it, but it might cost you a lot. But that's, yeah, if I had that connect and had the shoe, I'd probably do that. I think
that
I'd
is,
love them.
Yeah, those are nice whenever people chop off the neck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan 4 Bike Air. So not like the one we talked about last week, the last week pair, the green pair he had on feet. I think that was like a special Maxim or Max Jordan 4 Max, something like that. I don't know what it's saying, but like this one appears to be, I think it was a mock-up that we saw, like a Jordan 4 Bike Air. It's got like some orange on it, some, I think some cinnamon, they said. Yeah, so more orangey, and the back of the shoe says Bike Air. If it actually says Bike Air, I'm in.
Yeah.
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 I don't care what color it is. If it says Bike Air, I'm in.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to find a picture of it right now. I haven't seen it. And
I sent it to the group, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
But it's a mock-up, so we... Yeah.
The bike is crazy. If it says Bike Air, that's crazy.
It's like the perfect word to come off of Nike. Like Nike, Bikey. Yeah. Works well.
Yeah.
He's the dude, man. He's the dude. We'll see. We'll probably get some more info on this because it's supposed to release next year. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, bro, is it going to go bonkers? Because one, it's a Jordan 4. Two, it's like a pretty cool collab if it has the Bike Air. Like, just remember the SB Pine Green, okay? Just because it had SB on it, people went bonkers. Jordan 4 collab. This is going to say Bike on it. People are going to go crazy.
Oh, it's a wrap for sure, bro.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Jeez. New Balance 1906 Jack Harlow. Do you guys see this?
Jack Harlow?
Yeah.
Damn. I'm already a huge fan of the 1906, though. So,
you what?
I love the 1906.
Right.
Like, just the silhouette, but like the Jack Harlow one with the pink.
Like, yeah, and the purple, green bottom.
Purple. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No? Yes? Yeah?
Yeah.
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 I can do without those laces. They get in the way, I find. Yeah, I get it.
Are they velvet?
Totally style. Like... Hmm? They're like...
The laces?
Yeah. They're kind of like...
They look like they're velvet, man.
Yeah. They look velvet. Like us. Yeah, velvet.
Maybe if they're shorter, I'm better. They look super fucking long and they just drape over the shoe, which I get it. Looks like a fucking ascot, man. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Like a shoe ascot, and that's cool. But I feel like it's too... It
Even
gets
the
in
tongue
the way
looks
of...
velvet, bro.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh, floral print? Sorry, I'm just seeing all the pictures now.
Yeah.
That's fucking
yeah.
crazy,
Soak it
dog.
In, man.
That's
soak it
sick,
in.
Bro. That's crazy. Yeah. These are fucking, these are 10-10, bro. 10-10.
Oh, damn.
You know, it's weird because it seems like it's something that I should absolutely love.
Right.
Like, I love pink. I love flower pattern. And I don't love them. I don't
You're
know
okay
why.
With them.
Yeah, like, I think they're really cool. I think they're dope. But it's like, I don't feel like I need them at all. I don't know why.
Too much of a good thing?
Maybe. That could be it.
I don't know, man. I already
I
have
feel
a
like
fit
you
for
like
these.
The hits of stuff, not like
full on.
Yeah, that could definitely be it. But like, I look at the toe and like the look down at the toe, I'm like, oh, that flower pattern looks sick.
Yeah.
Then I see the whole shoe and I'm like, yeah, that's nice. It's all right.
I like it because it's more than just picking the colors.
Yeah.
Of the shoe or picking materials. It looks full on like a collab, like something, a specialty shoe, you know?
Yeah,
definitely.
100%. And I think if they had a shoe form in the pictures and it flexed the toe box,
push toe,
like made it like did a push toe.
Yeah,
like it already looks good, but I feel like if it did a push toe, oh man, yeah, had that like.
I like the choice of silhouette too. The 1906R.
Yeah, I love the 1906R.
That's a good one
to
do the shoe with.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fire.
That's a crazy shoe. Yeah.
Like if it was like a 99 something, I don't think it would have translated as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that, yeah.
All right. Another New Balance. This was teased on Teddy Santis' story. New Balance 1000 times Emelion d'Or, all white, it looks like. It's the, y'all know the 1000, right?
Yeah.
From Joe Fresh Goods. Did we talk about this shoe? No, we didn't talk about this one, right?
No.
All white.
No, not the one.
From Teddy Santis.
Yeah.
I like the 1000 as a silhouette. Right? Because it's kind of right down the line, like between the two sides of like the tech stuff and then the nice OG.
Yeah, it's a classic techie. It's a classic techie shoe.
All white though, I don't know. I have to see a side view.
Yeah, because the top down view.
Yeah.
It's not. It doesn't accentuate the.
Yes.
Lines, as much as it should.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that. Not like the Joe Fresh Goods one. Like especially that the Skepta pair.
Yes. Like
the brown that pair just it accentuated every single like detail, which was dope.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know, ALD is ALD. So
yes.
Yeah, for sure. The the branding on the tongue is nice.
Yeah.
Like MA or whatever. That's nice.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Joe Fresh Goods posted all the samples?
Yeah.
From the 1000s?
Yeah.
That was neat that he did that, man. That was cool to see.
Yeah. I think it also gives, like, wouldn't it give you a good idea as to what works or what doesn't work? Because you probably got a lot of, like, feedback.
Yeah.
Without it being, like, official feedback. Just like, oh, okay. I get you. Like, how far was I off the mark or close to the mark with all the other stuff that we did? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. Very smart. And like he's always done like I think he likes his work. You know, like when he showed like all his like the when he was doing a bunch of silhouettes in one particular palette. And then at the end he showed them all again and you're like, yeah. Cuz that's how you got to look at it, right? Like this the whole series tells one particular story, and this is like, you know, yeah, I like that about
yeah,
this.
Definitely. Yeah, I've heard him speak on like a couple shows or whatever, and he seems to be very into his design. He also seems to be very stubborn about it.
I like that.
So I think him and New Balance have a good relationship.
Yeah,
since he's been there and been happy, because he bounced around. He was at a few places before and like doing stuff with some other people. Sorry, I don't remember what I'm saying. You can Google it though. And he got into like beef with like Converse, I think, when he was doing stuff with them. And so it's cool that he's with New Balance for so many pairs now, and he seems to be happy. And even on that post where he posted all the samples, he's like, thanks for letting me change my mind so much. Cause that could be a thing. You know what I mean? Like they're giving him You're giving them that opportunity to be like, no, I want to change this. Don't release it yet. And so, I mean, if you're going to do that, you're going to be happy with your designs. So
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man. I like that partnership.
I mean, I still remember the story where you commented on one of his posts about their website.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he actually answered you. I'm like, what the
fuck? His personal account. Yeah. Yeah. Hit me up, like slid in my DMs. It was like, hey, yo, what are you talking about? I just saw your comment. What are you talking about?
Actually concerned.
Yeah. And then I told him, like, yo, I'm up here in Canada. I've never seen an item on your page. I've tried to get stuff. And he's like, is it sold out or whatever? And I'll be like, no, like, I've never seen an item on your page.
Right.
Then I'm like, and neither has anybody else in our group chat, right? Because remember, I was asking you guys.
Yeah.
I was like, we're all in Canada, but there's like four or five of us and we can't see anything on your page. And he's like, oh, I think it's Canada. And then like he hit me up and was like, yeah, thanks for telling me that, like getting it looked at or whatever. And later that day, I copped a hat off his page. That was the first time I had ever seen an item on his page. Yeah. So
fire,
when I got in, I was like, okay, well, now I have to buy something. Like, I think he might have had shoes or something released that day, and I missed them, obviously.
Yeah.
But then I was like, okay, well, I'm in now, so I'm going to buy a hat because, like, you know what I mean?
Like, I like that so much. Like, every time I think about Fresh Goods, I'm like, fuck, yeah, this guy's good, man.
Yeah, that was really cool of him. Put him in a spot for me. That's why I like his hats. Like, the shipping from his site is very expensive to Canada, but that's one reason that if I can get one of his hats at a decent price, I'm going to go for it because his shoes are pretty hard to get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of collabs and all, I think that's it for flooding our feeds. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Good to go. So recently I was getting ready to go out to work. And I was trying to figure out what sneakers to wear. This is what happened to me. New Balance 990 in a gray colorway. Okay, it's a GR. That. But then I was like, it doesn't let the people know that I know.
What? Enough. 990 V what?
V2.
Okay.
V2? Yes, V2 is very good. But the gray 990. Okay. That was my big point. And I was like, it lets the people know, kind of, but it could just be like someone that saw 99. You know, there was a string of 990 V5s that did very well. I love that silhouette.
Definitely. Yeah. Worn by dads in Ohio and supermodels in Paris or whatever.
Okay, that became like the fashion thing, right? And then a whole bunch of people bought it. And I was like, fuck, guys. And then I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. So I was like, I put down the gray pair and I went with the Emilion Dahl 990 V5. Okay. Because that definitely lets people know that I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Damn.
So my question to myself and to you guys now is how important is it to be seen as a true sneakerhead or a true / OG, one of the two, without having to tell the people? If the people don't know you without having to say anything, that they know that you know without saying a word. How important is it, you know?
Usually.
I feel like if you... Usually? No, I feel like if you wore the 990 V2, you would have been okay, man. Because that silhouette's hard to find.
Yes, to certain
extent. Regular non-sneakerhead people. Like, if you were a gray 990 V5, then I'd be like, okay, now you're just trying to be like a GR.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
You,
like,
we don't know. You could be.
Yeah.
Or you could
but it's
be
like,
just like.
When
you
I
know.
See someone on the street with a 990 V2, I'm just like, might know.
Right.
But if I see him with an ALD 990 V2, then I'm like, okay, he does.
Okay, so
say,
that's.
Like, they
that,
do know.
So
they do
that's
know.
Exactly my dilemma / anxiety that. If I'm wearing the 990 V2, okay, or like, dude, an Air Max, okay, it could be just that I'm just wearing a sneaker. Like, it could go either way. I could be someone who knows or someone who just is just a random that's just wearing a sneaker. you know?
It's, yeah, for me, like, for me, usually it's important,
right,
if to be able to tell that. But it's, you know, if I'm running to the corner store, that doesn't matter. If I'm picking up food, you know what I mean? That doesn't matter.
Well, wait, hold on.
If you're also picking
up food in a spot that has a lot of people are definitely going to see you. Is it more important?
I mean, not if I'm depends. Okay. Like at a food court, yeah, probably. But at a restaurant, no.
Okay. Sorry, I cut you off. Go for it. Yeah.
No, that was basically it. That's how it is. Really, is that if I'm going to be around people, yeah, then I'm going to try to wear usually something that lets people know.
Yeah.
Like let someone, if there's somebody else there that is into sneakers,
yeah,
you'll probably guess that so am I. And yeah, that's on purpose. Like for sure. I usually try to do that because that's my thing. You know what I mean? That's displaying, that's my personality.
Yeah.
Just to sneakers, you know what I mean? Play such a role that it's like, yo, if somebody's going to see me, like they're going to know. Like I've felt bad sometimes when I'm like, oh man, like I wore the wrong pair. Like, mm-hmm. I went one time to a baby shower and I went low key because I was like, you know, nobody here, I don't think is going to rock some shit. And then that was like fourth place. And I was really disappointed in myself.
Fourth place.
I was wearing the Crimson Jordan 1 highs.
Okay.
Those with that really crappy leather and then that kind of whatever print on the black leather part. But the crimson tint leather was garbage. I was wearing those and I was going low key because I'm like, yo, these will do the trick. You know what I mean? It's a Jordan 1. Jordan 1s are cool. It's a bright color.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to a baby shower. So it's got that like crimson pink on it or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. And I showed up there and like there was like Fear of God, the raids or whatever. And yeah. And I was like, oh my God. And there's like a couple like Jordans, like Jordan 1s that were better than mine. Like that's how it went. That when like, there was the Fear of God raids and two pairs of Jordan 1s that were both better than mine. And I was like, oh my God, like, this is ass. Like, I feel trash right now.
That's like, funny, man.
I lost to these guys? Like,
It's an off day.
Yeah. So, definitely, it's usually something I think about.
Shit, yeah.
Even, you know, even if I'm going Chucks, like I'm a big fan of Chucks, but I'm not going to buy the burgundy Chuck that I saw at Little Burgundy. But you know what I mean? I'm going to wear at least like a collab of some sort.
Give me some CDG. Because give me it some has Kith.
CDG, Kith, like whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Off-white,
It has to be something. Yeah, Off-White, like my Fragment ones. My Fragment Chuck 2s are like, look like regular Chucks. They're just black with white. Then they got the little ghost stitching and a little Fragment on them. And it's like, that's good enough because if it comes down to it, if somebody's looking, like if somebody knows sneakers is looking at my sneakers, they're going to see that. So that's enough. Everybody else can think I'm wearing regular Chucks, but I'm not going to get caught in here with these Chucks and just be the regular ones, which shout out to you if you love Chucks and have a million of them. But I'm trying to display like, that like I'm into sneakers, like you know what I mean. I'm not
100%
trying to wear Chucks.
You're talking to other sneakerheads at this point, like you're not talking to like the regular people.
Exactly.
They don't know otherwise whether you are working it or not. But you're talking to other sneakerheads.
Yeah, just in case everybody's in there and somebody else thinks like nobody can like stand with me, you know, let them know like you know. I can put some 10 toes down on whatever you want to talk about sneakers, you know what I mean, like
exactly
or a homie. Either way,
was it a baby shower where you had to take off your shoes at the front?
Once you saw
everyone's sneakers.
It's even worse, man, because we're out smoking like in a circle, you know what I mean? So we're all standing in a circle and then there's me looking down as we all look down and pass around and everybody looks at the shoes and there I am, last place.
Oh no. And you're like, guys, I swear, it's not usually like this.
I made a comment. I literally did. I was man, I tried to go low key today, and you guys all crushed me. Like, jeez.
So, that's funny.
I think if I'm going to a spot where I don't know anybody and I don't know like what the situation is going to be sneaker wise, and I know I'm going to have the shoes on my feet the whole time,
yeah,
I'll go hard.
Okay.
But if I'm going to a place, same situation, but we have to take our shoes off,
right?
I'm going low key because I don't want no one taking my shoes.
If it's that kind of,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to wear my Union Air Jordan ones if I'm going to leave my shoes by the front door,
right?
Because the person who comes in with the Royal ones, who has the same foot size as me, is probably going to take my Unions. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's also just how I think. And it's just like,
they take your shoes and they put their shoes under a pile of sneakers. Like, they just take the other sneakers, just cover it up. Just show the tip.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's like one of the situations where I'm just like, I'm not going to go hard. But also, like, for example, I know there's a birthday party I'm going to. Like, there's a 1-year-old birthday party I'm going to over the summer.
Yeah.
Her dad, the baby's dad, works at Nike. So I know a lot of the homies are going to be going, like, they're going to be Nike heavy.
Right.
So I can't go, like, soft. I got to go, like, you know.
Do you have to go Nike?
Out of respect for the father, yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, sure. I can't show up to, like, his baby's, like.
Oh, true, you know, true. Yeah.
And not wear Nike. You know what I mean? It's just.
It's not
I don't know. It's just a sneakerhead in me. You know what I mean? Like, if I represented a brand, I wouldn't want someone to show up in, like.
For sure. It's like a, you know, it's like a, it's not a Nike sponsored event, but Nike's definitely there.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's just like, I gotta not fit in, but I gotta, like, I gotta rep.
Bro, it was like me going to the Air, the movie premiere for Air. It's a Warner Brothers event.
Yeah,
but it's for the movie Air, and people are showing up in New Balance.
Well, I mean, granted, I went to the premiere, there was a guy wearing a full fit Adidas. He was fresh as fuck. Like, his fit was fresh, but at the same time, it's like.
But you know what? At the very least, Adidas was in the movie too.
Adidas was in the movie too. Okay, yeah, that's facts. They were fighting, but like
New Balance. No one's talking about New Balance up in here. Okay,
why are you wearing your 990 V5s, bro? Like, what's going on?
Yo, this problem, if we can call it that, has also affected my purchasing, where there was a pair of Jordan 4 Military Black, which I think is a great shoe. It's clean, man. It's so clean.
Definitely.
And it was a pre-owned pair, and it was a price that was pretty good. Like, you guys know the price of the shoe, right, in the aftermarket?
Yeah, insane. It's up there, bro. Yeah,
this
up there.
Was just a bit over retail, pre-owned, good, great condition, and I almost got it, but I didn't, because I pictured myself wearing it and then pictured people looking at me thinking that I'm like new to this.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Chris talked about it, and like, it never really hit me. Like, I think he showed it, and I'm like, you like those? Or I forget what I said. And then after he said that, and I'm like, oh, yeah. I was like, I don't know what to tell you on that situation. Hey, you might
because
be right.
If Cal didn't know me, he'd be like, yeah, I would think of you as a new to the game.
Please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that has stopped me from buying them. Or even this military blue shoe. Like, I own like a 2006 version, you know?
Yeah.
But I haven't been wearing it, and now everyone has them, and now I can't wear it anymore. Well, not that I was going to wear it, but I'm just saying, like, you know, military blue now is not OG anymore. It's out there.
Is yours yellowed?
No.
Is yours yellowed?
I got to show you it. It's clean.
Huh.
Clean white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, if it was yellow, then you could then bring them out.
Is yours vintage, bro?
No. Yeah. But that's just it. I don't know. Yeah, it's affected some of my purchases, which is, you know, not a bad thing, but not I don't know. It's a me thing. It's not a you guys thing. Like you other sneakerheads, it's a me thing. It's my problem. Yeah. Anyways, all right. Anything else, guys?
Any shout-outs? Yeah, wear what you like, guys.
Yeah, you wear what you like. Unless you have like a little complex.
Unless you have like the Union Fours and like, you know, if you have other shit, then like, you know, rock that first. Yeah, but
I think wear what you like. Unless you're gonna be around other sneakers, then wear what's gonna kill everyone.
What they like, wear what they like.
Yeah, wear kill them all. Okay.
Wear what they need.
Kill them all.
Don't have. There you go.
Yeah. All right. That was a great show. Thank you, audience, for joining us once again. You can download and listen to the Sneaker Podcast anywhere podcasts are broadcast. Alvin, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at Mr. Qmart and at Canada Got Soul.
Shout out to Canada Got Soul. Cal, where can people find you?
I'm not on Threads, but I'm at Just Calby.
All right.
Hey.
Statement. Shout out to Maya. You can find her at ho.tato on the Instagram. You can find myself at christopher.chu. Be sure to follow us at the Sneaker Podcast. Big shout out to our sponsors, Sneaker Logic and Quality. One love, all the sneakers. Peace.